Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, April 14th, 2024, the third Sunday of Easter. My name is Father John Jasica, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples told the 11 and their companions what had happened on the road to Emmaus and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Happy Easter, everyone. We continue in our Easter journey, and this is a beautiful gospel. We're still in the early stages of the Easter journey, which really focuses in on this sense of Jesus rising from the dead. The focus is the resurrection. Jesus is alive. You know, he eats some broiled fish in front of them. And you could just imagine the apostles and the disciples just, I mean, overwhelmed, trying to make these connections. There's doubt in their minds. There's confusion and jubilation, a lot of mixed emotions, because they're trying to comprehend something so amazing, so powerful, and really just trying to absorb it all, which they really can't. That's why kind of Jesus kind of paces himself, trying to get to them, say, "Listen, peace be with you. Why are you frightened? Give me something to eat. It's me. Here's the wounds in my hands. Here I am," you know? And then he talks about, "Listen, do you remember, you know, everything in the scriptures, it's fulfilled in me, the law of Moses, the prophets, the Psalms, it's all got to be fulfilled." And then he kind of opens up the scriptures to them, saying, oh, this, he's making the connections for them, connecting the dots, saying, "Look, this is what was supposed to happen. This is what I talked about. Look at what the scriptures were predicting. This is all happening." And then he goes on to do this. And of course, we know that Easter, the resurrection, kind of later in Easter, it shifts to mission, but it's always there. You know, Jesus goes on to say, "And that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. You have seen, you have experienced, you now share that story, share that good news." So again, the resurrection always connected to mission. And, during the Easter season, we hear, in particular, the first readings from the Acts of the Apostles, the early church being able to proclaim this goodness, this grace, this love. And so, of course, they do obey. Beginning from Jerusalem, they go out to proclaim the good news. But what's so striking is the last lines of this gospel. You are witnesses of these things. Well, the apostles, what did they witness? They were called by the Lord. They journeyed with him for 3 years as he taught, as he performed miracles, as he prepared for embracing the cross and his passion, death, and resurrection. And there is this phenomenal, overwhelming joy that they see Jesus again. And they're witnessing to Christ who is alive. And the question becomes for us, what are we witnesses of in our faith? Are we focused on our faith on doctrine and teaching, which is all important? Is it canon law? Is it my own personal devotions? Is it a set of rules? What are we witnesses of? You know, we still carry this mission from Jerusalem to the world, and we're called to be missionary disciples. We're our two pillars in our family of parishes here in Chatham is to form disciples who reach out to all. We're trying to live out what Jesus is saying, but we can only share and proclaim what we have seen, what we have experienced, what's in our hearts. And that begs us the question, do I know the Lord? Not do I know about him, but do I know him? Is he at the center of my life? Does he transform my life and make me the best person I can be? And have I experienced the peace, the love, the forgiveness, and the freedom that he offers, the risen Lord offers to me? Because we can't be witnesses to something we ourselves have not experienced. We can't profess Jesus alive if we've not met him alive. And that's why, certainly in our family of parishes, we're seeking, in our year of prayer and conversion, seeking multiple opportunities to encounter Jesus, whether that's in Alpha, whether it's in the Chosen series, whether it's in the Holy Hours, whether it's in the extra confession times, whether it's in the other opportunities and retreats and experiences that we're creating to facilitate an encounter with the Lord in various forms and in various ways, so that he, in a sense, overwhelms us. We can experience his grace and his love, and we get to know him. And when we get to know him, we then, and really, you know, filled with that joy, we can then tell others about him, about what he means to me. One of the highlights, certainly in the last few years for me, was our Sharing Faith series that we did during our Lenten journey, where we had parishioners share their faith, share their encounters with the Lord. And we had 7 weeks. You can still go to the chathamcatholic.ca website or revjj.ca, hit the Sharing Faith series link, and you can watch the 7 witness talks, which really were powerful. It was witnessing, it was living out. You are witnesses of these things. Tell the story, share the story. All of them different, all of them unique, but all rooted in the fact that they know the Lord, they've encountered the Lord, they have fallen in love with the Lord. And they're able to testify, to share, to put into words some of their experience. And all of us need to seek those opportunities to encounter the Lord, to be overwhelmed by his love, and then being able to share it, being able to live that out as a witness, to draw others to him. Just like, you know, we encounter a good friend and we want to introduce, or we have a good experience going to see a movie, going to see a show, we want to tell people. Well, when we encounter Jesus, we want to be able to tell everybody that he's the be-all, end-all. He's our Lord, he's our Savior, he fulfills our lives. And is that where we are? And is that, for me, you know, are we as a family of parishes creating those opportunities for those encounters, those conversion experiences, though, to develop, to foster a deeper relationship with the Lord? Are we creating those opportunities enough for people to be filled with grace and with light, to get to know Jesus and totally be transformed by him, that we have a different path, we have a different way, we have a different perspective? And, you know, we are an Easter people. I'm preaching a new Easter message series called We Are an Easter People. You know, signs of, you know, the gospel in our world today, these signs, the signs of witness, signs of compassion, signs of love. And it's mostly done not necessarily in our words, but in our actions, how we care for one another, how we love one another, how we forgive each other. But you are witnesses of these things. In what ways can we share with others that we know Jesus? What would we share about him? What are our top 4 or 5 ways in which Jesus fulfills my life today? How can I share that with others? And if I'm struggling, if we're looking for the Lord, go to the sacraments, the sacrament of reconciliation. Go to the sacrament of the Eucharist. Spend time reflecting on the scriptures. And get involved with some of the opportunities locally in your parish community, in our family of parishes, to open your hearts to witness, to accommodate an opportunity to encounter the Lord. Our lives are different, like that of the apostles. I'm getting very close to 10 minutes. God bless you. We'll see you this weekend. Jesus is risen. You are witnesses of these things.